Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
The greatest healing therapy is friendship and love. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about art therapy and how a lot of our artist friends use therapy or art in their therapy or in their healing or part of their journey. But we were going to discuss, because Julie has just gone through her cancer treatments and how she was not really able to do that. So, but what are you guys working on right now?
I am still working on the advent calendar. It's going to be, you know, a month long process. So I've got lots to do.
And what about you, Stephanie? What are you working on?
I'm working on lining up some activities in my studio at Low Mill.
Oh, that'd be good. Some new classes or different ones.
To bring people in for, you know, the kind of paint and sip type things. I made an arrangement with Rue, who has the metery. And so we're going to put a QR code in my studio so you can actually order drinks and have them delivered.
And cool. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. It's I chatted with her because I can't serve alcohol. And I know those paint and sip things are popular. I don't do alcohol, but I don't discourage others from doing it. That's their choice. And I just know it's something that usually the little liquid, you know, courage or whatever makes people a little bit more loose with their painting.
It's a fun girl night out, and you might get like a big group or something. Yeah.
So I'm even doing like paint by numbers for those date nights, so the guys can come and watch a movie and have their beer and paint with their girl or whatever, and not feel like they have to create this wonderful masterpiece. Just fill in the numbers. You'll be fine. I swear.
That's nice.
That's a good idea.
So yeah, I'm working on coming up with little activities like that.
I've been working on, I think I'm going to start a new series, but I did that croissant and espresso. So I think I'm going to be doing like bakery things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been working on. I started that in your class last week.
I know. She played with gold ochre, which is a transparent color.
I love that.
Transparent red iron oxide. Gorgeous.
Love color. Those. Both of those are really fun colors.
Yeah. They're gorgeous. And her painting is gorgeous.
So one of our friends, will leave her unnamed because, I mean, she's been sharing it on her social media, but she's going through new cancer treatments, and she has already done this. And so she has art through cancer, and she had a little book with it and everything. And now she's sort of starting it back up, and she's still doing her jewelry and her artwork and sharing that along with her journey as she's doing it. And that's been like, I think it's very helpful for her to kind of keep that as part of her, you know, and sharing. That's just a way for her to share without necessarily using words or whatever,
right,
you know. And, but Julie, you have found, or you found that that was not the case for you.
Yeah, I just, you know, most people find art therapeutic and find peace, or at least mind clearing, or whatever you want to call it, through doing some sort of art to get their feelings out. And I struggled. I even brought color pencils in a coloring book, and I couldn't even bring myself to do that. And I don't know what it was, if I just found art as a happy place and I wasn't in my happy place, so I didn't feel like I deserved to do it, or I don't know. I hadn't heard of anyone else mention that they didn't find their art necessarily therapeutic. And I don't know if it's just because I have technically, even though I didn't for many years call myself an artist, been a visual artist my entire career. And it's more of a career-minded thing than necessarily a therapeutic thing, even though I find a lot of joy in art. Or if it's just for me personally, I couldn't escape the heaviness and the weight of my mind through this whole thing.
I remember you had bouts of anger when yes. you were going through your cancer. And that doesn't necessarily bode well for sitting down and right. and painting. I think when I heard you talk about it, like, you never expressed that major anger to me. You did it with your husband and kind of behind closed doors, but it was one of those things, like, I don't see being able to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You were still going through the anger part. I think when you get maybe to the hope and acceptance part, that's when it starts going through.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I don't either. And that's why I've been toying with the question and the thought, because I'm really curious if others have seen that happen as well.
Well, I think every situation is different.
Oh, so yes.
For our friend, she, as to this point, I don't think she had like surgery. She's just doing chemotherapy,
correct.
Radiation mm-hmm. or something. And yes. see, for your experience, you had not just an operation, you had the biggest operation.
Yeah, it's called the mother of all surgery. So
yeah, you had a procedure done that I would not even probably even consider doing that for my pet. You know, it's yeah. hard. You went through yeah. something amazingly well for what was done to your body. And I think your body was just healing. I mean, there was like 2 weeks. There's no way you could have even like held a pencil.
Right. Oh, no, no. Those 2 weeks.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
you don't even remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't even remember part of those 2 weeks.
Yeah. We have a cute picture of you. Because yeah. you were sleeping and me and Stephanie were like, here, we visited you. It's like, anyway, like Weekend at Bernie's. Me and Stephanie were taking a picture of you passed out, but sorry about that. That will never be public. But I think once you did process everything, because like physically you had to process things and then mentally you had to process.
Yeah.
Things. And maybe I think now that you are, I guess, happy place, like you're able to like, hey, you know what? This advent calendar idea is really fun and you're doing it and you're enjoying your work.
Right. Because I'm like Stephanie, you said, I'm back. I'm finally at a place of some hope. Mm-hmm. You know, I still have to live with this for the rest of my life, but at least I have some hope since there's no evidence of disease right now. So.
I have a feeling that it'll come back, not the cancer, but I have a feeling that it'll come back as a need to be able to express yourself through your art. I think about Frida Kahlo, or
yes, Kahlo. Yes,
she would express her pain through her through. Art.
Yep.
And so I see it eventually coming through, because she was at the acceptance stage,
and right.
you know, this is her expression of her acceptance and explaining the pain that she was going through.
And yeah, you're right.
So I can see you eventually doing that. But right now, that well, in the past, it just didn't play. You couldn't relax your mind to be able to relate it in an artful way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know, like you, Stephanie, I've seen some of your pieces that you've quote unquote journaled what's going on around you through your art. And, you know, I don't know how much is art play a part in therapy for you each as individuals?
Yeah, I don't, I see my art as a, if I don't do it, and for me, it's alone time too.
Yeah.
It's necessary, or I get aggravated with people pretty easy. So in that way, it is a therapy because it's my alone time of finding a way to, I guess, express what I feel in the world, but I don't necessarily say.
Yeah. It's like your way of processing what's going on.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that is art therapy. I don't know.
I mean, I think, sorry.
So, you know, you go ahead.
I think part of like art is communicating,
mm-hmm.
right? Either a vision, an image, and feelings you get from that. And I think you haven't had the right amount of time. And I think like eventually you will do art from that experience. Because that's who you are now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it may, you know, it may just be a piece that you do and then you throw out. Yeah. And it was just for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, it might be something. It may be, you know, an anger piece or whatever. And if that is not who you were, mm-hmm. but it is now.
Yeah.
You know. And I know your artwork is joyful and cheerful and puts a smile on everyone's face. And there's no way you could have done that going through what you did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what part of it was, because if I'm going to create something, it's going to be from a place of joy.
Right.
Because that's kind of just, that's how I create.
Right.
I like one of the things that Rachel just said is sometimes you got to create things just for you and throw them out, knowing that you can throw them out. I think a lot of things that you produce are to publicly display. So, and I remember I was journaling, like trying the art journal thing, and I'm not very good at it because I'm not very good at like letting things go, I guess. and I painted like half a face in blue and the other half in a normal color. And it was basically how and the other half in blue was kind of smeared down, and that's how, and out of focus because migraines, and that's how I feel about migraines. Uh-huh. And I think I showed it to you guys, like you were like, oh, you got to publish this. You got to do something with this. And like, and it's crap. It looks like crap. Why would I share this? and I never have, because for me that was for me, and I don't even know where it is now.
But you gotta remember though, sometimes these pieces that you come up with and you put them down and you're like, oh my gosh, that's crap. Well, like that might speak to someone else who has chronic migraines, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how I feel. Like, we also have another friend at Lo Mill, and, you know, she did some self-portraits and she published them.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so brave of her to do that. And they're gorgeous. And they have her not in the most like flattering moments.
Right.
Because she's like, that's not, you know, I'm not always, you know, all put together, you know.
Right.
And it was incredibly great, but she didn't do that until it was a few years after her incident that led her to produce those self-portraits.
That's right. It did take her a couple of years to come to terms with that, didn't it?
Yeah. And she still struggles. I mean, she has chronic pain. And so I think everybody kind of processes their healing and recovery and things differently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So
I would agree with that completely.
And so you're, again, I don't think you necessarily need to compare yourself with other people who have used art and journaling and healing.
Yeah.
And
stuff.
Like, I don't want you to go, oh, there's something wrong with me. Yeah, I wasn't
able to. This wasn't
I don't want you to think that at all.
No, it wasn't really a comparison. It was just more of a thought of, like, I really tried and I really struggled to do it. And mm-hmm. so I was really curious, you know, because people say, oh, do art therapy to help you with this. But you never hear somebody say that didn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of the success story. And again, you're going to hear the good side. You're going to hear the good stories. You're not always going to hear the bad stories. But, you know, a lot of the stories you hear are these success stories of how that helps somebody process something. And you hear a lot about it in the cancer world. You know, a lot of different doctors I was seeing were like, okay, we'll go to a therapist or do some sort of art therapy or find something that puts you at peace or, you know, something that you can help process the what's happening. And for me, being my logical analytical side of my brain kicked in so hard.
It did.
I think that's what put a stop to the ability to be creative.
I think you and I would relate quite a bit. So with if somebody was telling me to go and meditate and find art and do all this stuff when I am at odds with the way that my body is acting.
Yes.
I would want to fight. And so put me in front of a punching bag and let me get this out.
Right.
There's a different way for all of us, you know?
Yeah. And for me, it was doing the research that I did, because before the doctors even told me about the mother of all surgeries, before the doctors had the first ones I was seeing told me about my surgical oncologist, I had already found her. I had already watched all her videos. I had already found the surgery and procedure. And when the one oncologist like, well, it won't ever come out, when I was fighting him to tell him it was going to come out.
Yeah.
He was like, no, we can't take it out. It's there. And I'm like, no, it's going to come out. I think I was so analytical that I couldn't get to that creative side, because I had to, that was my way of fighting.
You stay.
I never really thought about it until we've been talking this out, but.
Well, and I think
left brain.
And I think because your husband, John, is also very analytical, and you guys just together put together this force of nature that was going to like, no, we're fighting this. And here we go.
Yeah, think our way out of this bag. I can guarantee you.
this is that's the folder.
That's my folder.
And she just held up something that was about
inch and a half thick of documents and information and tests and all kinds of crap. But
I think it's okay. Like, as we're talking about this, because you're saying all these, you know, you hear the success stories. And I love it that you're putting this out as quote unquote a not success story.
Right.
I mean, it was therapy, like, but you know what? The work that you're putting out right now for your advent calendar is as beautiful as I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
So
No, I totally agree. And it's like when they're telling me, oh, well, go see a therapist and this and that. And I'm like, this is not. Like, I'm not against therapists by any means, but for me, I was like, why am I going to go have a pity party on a couch with somebody when that's not going to do anything for me?
Right.
That's not going to help me in this moment in time, because
you wanted
answers and you're not giving me answers.
You wanted to take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what are the steps to do to get this solved?
Right.
And you're like, dun, 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 dun. Just tell me what I need to do and we're going to do it. And I'm with you. And
Well, and I'm thinking back to like even when I had my wrist surgery done in December of 2022, I looked up videos of how they did the procedure and I watched the surgery on YouTube. And, you know, I'm like, I've got to know all this stuff. Yeah, I know. Catherine will never forget that. She walked in when I was watching it and she's like, that pop. Oh, my God, that pop. But I think that has a lot to do with it, is I had to, you know, it's just the way I process information. I had to go through that logical aspect before I could release my brain to be creative again.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's part of your journey. And I love that you're putting it out there so that other artists know, like, when I fell and hurt my knee, that I wasn't doing any painting.
Right.
You know, I was doing good to get my butt off the bed and to the couch. Yeah. You know, yeah. And, you know, that was, you know, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it was after that. I mean, I joined a couple of times online to go do some classes. And even then my leg is sticking out and I can only do so long because I didn't want any swelling. And so for you, I think it's kind of natural not to want to do your art.
But
I think that people who do their art through their struggles are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so thankful that they share their journey, but that's not everyone's.
No, and I think that's an interesting point, too, just because we have this perception that, oh, well, talking to somebody is the right thing to do. Oh, doing art therapy is the right thing to do to process it. We've got to remember that we're each unique individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. We've got to figure out our own quirks and how to work through them. I just told my son that the other day. And, you know, we've got to figure out who we are in order to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wasn't looking at the fact that when it all boils down to it, I'm much more of an analytical person than I am necessarily a creative person. When times are tough, that's where my allegiance falls. And I think that is a lot of the reason why I struggled trying to do something creative. Like, I couldn't even color in a coloring book. Come on now. Like, that's the easiest, most mindless thing I could have done. But
that's when not. When I think back to what you were going through, you went through the anger. And of course, you couldn't focus on art. Then you went through depression.
Yep.
And you weren't focused on art. And that was the whole time. And when you were in depression, I know I think I talked to you and I talked to Rachel. And it's like, I wish you would get back into the art. I wish you would get back into the art. When is she going to get back into the art? Is she going to get? And I was worried about that the whole time. And then the moment that you started pulling out of depression is when you started pulling into your art.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew you were okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing you did is you kept us around.
Yeah.
We hovered a little.
I needed the crap out of you in order to get anything from her.
You know what I mean? Like we tried not to like suffocate and we tried to just, you know, phone call away or whatever away. And I think that's a good note if you're going through anything or if you're doing art therapy, that's great and everything. If you're not, make sure you're at least talking to friends or you've got someone, you know,
or
dog or cat, someone that's something.
Yeah. And I do want to preface the fact that I did wish that I could lean on the art for therapeutic reasons, like our one friend that's going through chemo right now and leaning on the art like that. Like, I admire that. And I think that's why I started questioning, like, why can't I do this? Why, you know, because most of the stories we hear are the success stories and those that are successful at doing it. And yeah. I just want to bring awareness that it's okay if you're not, because I struggled with not being able to, but I got through it.
I'd like to reframe it too. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean you're not successful.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, everybody deals with things differently.
Yeah.
And like Rachel was saying, I love that you came forward to talk about how art therapy, it doesn't necessarily work for everybody. So give yourself some grace. At some point that might work for you, but find what works for you.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we probably have people out there that are listening who actually do help people and who are
art therapists. Yeah.
Therapists. And I love that. But, you know, and it's so funny that we as artists, like two of us have gone through it, something big, and both of us kind of went, ugh. You know, we were like, ugh, okay. It took us a while to get back into it. And we didn't do anything during that process. So I think that's okay. I mean, like.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't pick up a book to read because I know a lot of people will read and get away into this fantasy story area. Mm-hmm. I tried reading, I tried listening to podcasts, I tried all these things, but the only thing that brought me peace was doing research and basically putting together a research paper. When I really looked back at it. You did,
by the way.
Yeah. So I guess the whole point of the conversation is ending up being you got to find what works for you. And just, you know, you got to learn who you are. And I learned more about myself and I know this now. You know, I don't need to be scared of the fact that, you know, hey, it's okay to not fall into the art when you think that yours should be and you need it, you know?
Right. Don't be afraid to put it down for a moment.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
I think I'm excited where you are right now. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I ended up watercoloring all these advent calendars.
Even though it's the colors.
They're oh my so God, even though it's vibrant. So much more work for something, but
I love it.
But they turn as they progress from the beginning to the end of the 25 days. The quality of the work is huge compared
bright
to
bright and cheerful.
Yeah.
I love that. So. Well, it's fun to celebrate where you are now, though. So,
yeah.
If you know of anyone that's going through any kind of cancer treatments, just love them, support them, be there for them. If they don't want to paint or do their sculpture or pottery or whatever the kind of art or artist they are, just be there for them and know that they will definitely come back to it.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.